السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله today we'll continue in Asma Allah al-Husna, and today his names will be Al-Muqaddimu wal-Mu'akhir. Al-Muqaddimu wal-Mu'akhir. And in English would be Al-Muqaddim is the one that brings things forward. First, not necessarily first, but forward. And Mu'akhir is the one that takes things back or delay things. So Al-Akhirah, as we know it, is the one that comes later, the hereafter. So now, to have something come forward and something stays back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the language, we understand this, that it is consist or it has a time. So the time could be muqaddam or mu'akhar. The time will be pushed forward or pulled back, or an event or and an event, or a person that will be put forward or taken back. Taken back meaning delayed, not to go forward. Now, this is it's a sort of abstract concept. What is it that Allah brings forward, and what is it that Allah holds back, and what is this? How do we see this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. الإنسان, mankind, at the day of judgment, he will be told about بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ, the same two words. He would be asked about that which he brought forward and that which he delayed. Okay? So we should bring forward that which Allah brings forward, and delay and hold back that which Allah holds back. We should be matching what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was, all the messengers came before him, so they were min al-mutaqaddimin, those who came first. But the one who came al-akhir, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the one who came later, that is in time. In time he came last, and they were before him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then in the message, the one that stays and never will never change is Islam, from the Quran and Sunnah. So therefore it is brought forward than anything and any religion and any other ways. And of course Islam came with all the messengers of Allah, but it has changed, corrupted and altered. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now? Islam, from his time until the day of judgment, will be brought forth and forward and will be in front of everything and higher than everything, than every way and every deen or religion or millah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had difficulties with the companions. And they were, the one seems to be that were holding back or held back. And the one who seems to be going forward and being from al-mutaqaddimin are the Meccans, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, and so forth. Okay. But the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, it is the one who holds on to the path of Allah, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got to come forward. Allah will bring him forward in front of everyone else and everything else. Because Islam is above everything and in front of everything. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuqaddimu al-Islam, brings Islam forward, bring it higher, in front of all ways and higher than all every ways. So the one who holds with Islam, the one who holds on the rope of Allah, eventually they will be brought higher and forward than anything and everything. So we find that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. How, when they held back or they held on to the message of Allah, they kept moving forward in front of everyone. So the way the society was eventually became a society that was backward. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam society and way was forward. The market system and how to deal with money and so forth, it became backward, and the system of Islam became forward. The social life, the army, everything, all aspects of life, okay, everything that seems to be so advanced, it became so backward, and Islam went forward. When the Muslimun went to Persia, Persia was a civilization about 2,500 years old or so. Imagine a civilization, a rich civilization as such. And what you looked at that civilization, when you looked at it, you thought it was very advanced. Another word for being forward, advanced. It comes first. Why? They had the best of materials, the best of music, the best of quote-unquote culture. Okay? That is what the people call today civilizations, what the Western world call today civilization. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at it as something that is backward, not forward, not advanced, not civilized. But it looked so because of the material things that they had. Okay? The history, the advancement in certain lifestyles or certain for example in math, in keeping books and so forth. The Muslimun took a lot from the Persians, eventually, especially Umar radiallahu anhu, because of the advancement of their system. But they were backward. Okay. Now, think about what happened with the Muslimun when they have advanced forward to go to Persia, to open Persia. Okay. The army spread so thin, because the Muslimin were going toward the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire at the same time. So here is the Muslimin are going to engage in dawah and then in war when their numbers were very small. But what they carry, it seems to be backward. And what the Persians carry seems to be higher and more advanced. But that was not the case. Because what the Muslimun carried was very sophisticated and very advanced. As a person, as a system that they're carrying, they were the most advanced, always will be the most advanced because they carried Islam. So this civilization was empty from the inside, was full of weakness, and it fell in a few months, totally fell. And the Muslims took over and spread the values and took away the system of the unjust system. So Islam prevailed, and Islam brought forward. Allah قدم الإسلام, brought forward Islam, and everything else held back and disappeared. So as individuals, we're going on in our lives, we make choices. And the choice is either going to take us forward or keep us back. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the pious person, the honest one, in front of the unjust one. Allah will take the righteous in front of the unrighteous. Allah will get the honest in front of the liar, and on and on and on. Okay, but that takes away or takes a time to achieve, and then Allah will take us on time and bring us forward. So Allah is the one who puts forward and takes back. Al-muqaddimu wal-mu'akhir. And the day of judgment will be asked, what did you bring forward and what did you delay? And we ask ourselves now, what do we bring forward in the decisions that we make? We were just talking about with some of the youth now, talking about languages. When we hear about Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was, you can call him the spokesperson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, he was a poet. He was a poet, and accepted Islam, became the spokesperson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Hassan, go. That this is, he reports that Hassan radiallahu anhu reports this. He said, go and learn the Hebrew language, because I want you to be able to read the letters that I get from the Jews, and you can write for them what I want, messages. So he said, I went, and in 2 weeks I came back and I learned it. Okay, 2 weeks learning a language. Okay, now maybe he was a little familiar with it and so forth, but it was not his mother tongue. I don't care how much familiar you are with any language. In 2 weeks, he said, and after that, I was able to translate the letters that he, Rasulullah gets from the Jewish community, and I was writing letters for him to send to them. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings people forward when they have the right intention and the right goal and objective and the right plan and path to that goal, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will bring them forward. Okay? But that is brought forward on time. It's brought forward on time. So you find those who were around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to make dua, so we'll go forward quickly. Meaning Allah, or they said that Allah will give us His promise. Let Allah now give us His promise. He promised us victory, promised us that we'll prevail. So ask Allah now. Okay? So they know that they will go forward, they will prevail. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a certain time for them to do so for them. So they were held back for a long time. And when one came to Rasulullah sallam complaining, Rasulullah sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ كَمُنْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. You are people wanting quickly. There were people before you punished severely. And Rasulullah sallam described that the severe punishment that they had, and they were killed, and they will not let go. and they died in the way of Allah. But you want it quickly. So, to be put forward, it is not a quick, in a quick time or in a quick period of time. It takes time to for your intention to be tested, for you to be molded, then you will be brought forward. So, Musa alayhi salam, وَصَنَعْتُكَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, I made you over my eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Musa alayhi salam. Okay? And he came ala qadr. He came when he was standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he knows that he is a messenger of Allah. Allah have chosen him. And he got the message, now he's going to the Pharaoh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرٍ يَا مُوسَى. You came with a major appointment. Appointment that is measured. It's measured both. Both in time, that is the right time, and in quality. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي I made you for myself. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي I made you for myself. So he was made throughout his life until he was ripe, and that moment was right. And now Allah brought that moment in time, when the moment of development together at that moment. Now Musa alayhi salam goes forward from that on, and he will prevail over everything that will face him with the tyrant on earth. Okay? So we need to bring that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forward, and choose that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves before anything else. And when we do that, Allah will make us, will form us. And when the time right, Allah will choose us to do His work, and will prevail and will be forward, and everything else that opposes the way of Allah will be back. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some dies very early and does not see how things developed. But they went forward quickly. Meaning really went fast forward to Jannah. See? That is really the reward. Okay? ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the great reward. Great fawz. Now, so there were those around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would count the things that they have promised and seen, and things that they promised but they did not see yet. Okay, so you know Adi ibn Hatim, okay, he would say that there's certain things that happened, and he was with like opening of Persia. He was expecting it. You know, here is Rasulullah ﷺ told us that Persia will be open, and here it is, and it is open. Okay? Rasulullah ﷺ would say to some women, or a woman in particular, that she'll be among those who the first to ride the sea and open in the sea. And she was. Okay? And she was in the ship opening an island, and she died there, Malta. And her grave is there and known now. It's, I believe the name of the grave is a grave of, they call it the pious woman or something like that. Okay? So, we try to work in the way of Allah. Do the work of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assure us that Allah will take us forward. But you'll be tested over and over again. Are you going to hold on to the path of Allah and be forward in the path of Allah? Then Allah will take you and keeps taking you. But it takes time. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he developed a method and a way of doing things. He was alone and kept pushing, and it kept moving. Seems sometimes that it's not hardly any movement. Imagine yourself pushing a wheel around by yourself. That's very heavy. What happens? You exert a lot of effort, okay? But you are on the right path. You are on the right path. You're holding on to the right wheel, and you are, the way you're pushing it is the right way. So it will move, but you'll have very difficult time moving it. And then some will come with you, are convinced that what you're doing is right, convinced that that wheel is the right path, and the way you're doing it is the correct way. They stand by you and keep pushing. It becomes a little bit easier. Until the whole community became Muslims and pushing the same wheel at the time of Rasulullah. So what happened? Started moving very rapidly now. And the effort that you move, that you're pushing with, it's not so much, not exerting as much effort. At the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, the wheel was smooth and oiled so much that the whole, you know, east and west opened very quickly. Okay? And we came forward, okay, in front of all civilizations. And then what happened? There were some who left the wheel. And some tried to push the wheel in a different way. And some actually go the other side and try to push it the other way. Okay. So what happens? What happens? The wheel stopped. The wheel stopped. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give each one individually the benefit for pushing his own wheel. Right? We said this in many different ways before. You are a doctor. You're starting to be a doctor or you're a Muslim. You're pushing your own wheel, right? Allah will give you the benefit for your efforts. And you'll be very successful. And eventually you'll have a wheel that's very smooth and running and so forth. And you'll be successful. Okay? But then imagine all of us as Muslimin are successful individuals. But now we want to form a wheel of Islam. We don't know what it is. And we don't quite have the concept. We don't know how to run it. And we're not really have the intention to run it. We don't want to sacrifice. Okay? So what happens? As a group, you'll never win. Or you'll never advance. Okay? So when the Muslimun were the ones who's holding the wheel of Islam and running smooth with it, what happened? All the other discipline in life fell into that wheel and it was run smooth with it. Right? Medicine came into that wheel, was running fine, and we were very advanced. Right? Okay, engineering went right into the wheel and became very advanced. Every aspect of life became very advanced running with that wheel. Right? When we separated Islam from other disciplines, what happened? That's it. You left the wheel and you start running. The West took the disciplines of of this life from us and put it in their wheel, a secular wheel. And they're running it, and it was running fine. And until today is running fine. Or keeps on running and advancing. But us, Allah wished for us not never advance in the discipline of this life unless we hold on to the discipline of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So if trying to run the wheel of Islam or the wheel of this life without the wheel of Islam in it, it's not going to work. Never worked. And will never work. Okay? So we are moving forward and we are ahead as individuals. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us ahead as communities and as institutions when we collectively make a decision that we hold the wheel of Islam strongly and run with it. When we take that wheel and run with it, we will be running with it according to the Quran and Sunnah. And when we are successful doing that, everything will fall into place and all other discipline will fall into place. Okay? We cannot try to run a secular wheel as Muslims and then say we'll bring Islam later. It never works with us. It does not work with us. Okay? We cannot try to go around advertise for ourselves as Muslims and we're not carrying Islam. It's because our Muslim, they have a Muslim name, have a Muslim attire and have a Muslim dishes and so forth, right? Then try to say we are, you know, just like you and so forth. And when we say we're just like you, what do we mean? Those who say that, what do they mean? They mean we are just advanced as you are. Don't look at us backward. But because you are looking backward, you'll never go forward. Because those that you look at as they are mutaqaddimin or in front of you, they're actually in the back of you. You understand? When you look at a non-Muslim and look at them as if they are in front of you and you want to follow and you want to catch up with them, you're actually going backward. You're actually going backward. Okay? Your direction is all wrong. Okay? But you are facing the other way and you go in the way, the path of Allah and the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the discipline that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And that's why we are forward and mutaqaddimun. Okay? Okay? And everybody else is lacking. And when we are so, now we can take some disciplines from them, no problem at all. Just like Umar radiallahu anhu took a lot of disciplines from the Persians, no problem. But who was Umar radiallahu anhu? Who were the Muslimun at that time? They were those who have a very sound wheel that is oiled and going very smoothly. Until we make that wheel and togetherness with it, and push it together, okay? Nothing of the discipline of this life will go on with us. As a group, as individuals, yes. Allah will give your effort, reward your efforts. With the Muslimin today, we still argue about which wheel to hold on to. Okay? I mean, if there is something so clear in the world today, in any aspects of life, it would be Quran and Sunnah. The Quran never changed. It's the same. And the comment about what the Quran says and so forth, the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the companion said, that the ulama said and so forth, it is there. Okay? They can take all books, all civilization, all, but the Quran will still be here. Will never change. Okay? That we should carry with us in the wheel first. And the implementation is from the Quran, from the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first. And go on with it. Okay? And Allah is uniting in us around the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we choose to unite around something else, then we'll never be successful in running a wheel at all. Imagine this wheel, it is the robe of Allah. Okay? We just heard in the Maghrib, okay? That those who are holding on the robe of Allah, okay? فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. The one who holds in the robe of Allah is holding to a robe and a knot that is so tight that it does not get untied. Because where is the other side of the robe that you're holding to? Is with Allah. So it will never be let go with. You, the one who have a choice to let go of it or not. But the other side is tight. Never, will never fail. Will never fail. You're the one who's going to fail. Okay? So if you're holding on to that rope, you know, but shaitan comes in and put the give us different ropes to look at. Okay? So to preach unity, if it is not around this wheel and this rope, it's not unity. It's unity that is a false unity. Okay? When there is when anyone calls to be united, okay, we have to ask, what are we united around? What are we united around? someone, inshallah, can take the children, volunteer to take them out, you know, in the hall or something, inshallah. So other sisters will be able to, inshallah, listen. So, someone made a comment, a scholar made a comment, very, very beautiful. He said, because he was sitting with a group of people, that they are following a certain ideology and so forth, a certain leader that they like so much. Okay, he died now and so forth, and he was saying that he loves this man so much too. Okay, but he said, you know, I'm sad because in our gathering, we mentioned this man more than we mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so he said. He said, I love this man in my heart. The love in this man in my heart is so much. But the love of Al-Haqq in my heart is bigger. Okay? So he was saying that uniting is when you unite around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our sheikh is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand? Somebody comes to tell you, who is your sheikh? My sheikh is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? Okay? What's your tariqah? Right? The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? I mean, is there any other sheikh and any other tariqah? No. Okay? So, once that is clear and we unite on and around, then success comes. Then it is worthy to unite. Okay? But if you unite in any other way, we can unite with Christians on an issue that is good. You understand? We are, as Dar al-Taqwa, we are part of our organization. It's made out of many churches and so forth. Okay? And we all agree that to do what? We pick an issue for that the society here needs. Okay? The people in the county here is in need of. And then we try to do something about it to help people get justice and so forth. Okay? That's fine. We can unite with non-Muslim doing that. There's no problem. You can say, you know, we unite in this issue and that issue. No problem at all. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and said he's going to join. If they call him Hizb al-Fudul in Mecca, if you would call him, he would answer their call and be with them. They are disbelievers. But they would stand on injustice. Certain justice in the community, it has to be held up high and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand with them. No problem. Okay, but we cannot say we are in the same wheel with them and pushing that wheel. No. Okay, so we can all unite and do things together. But are we have this unity around the wheel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran and pushing it all together? Okay, and that must come with knowledge. Because if you do not have the knowledge, you'll put forward that which should not be put forward. And you will hold back that which should not be held back. Okay? Okay. So if you do not, if you إِن لَمْ تُقَدِّمْ مَا قَدَّمَهُ اللَّهُ وَتُؤَخِّرُ مَا أَخَّرَهُ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَتَقَدَّمْ. If you do not bring forth that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth and hold back what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold back, you'll never go forward. Okay? So if a bunch of Muslims are sitting together and trying to do something and they say we are holding now the wheel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we're going together and do this, and then, you know, they would decide something that should not be put forward. So because of the lack of knowledge, knowledge has to be first. Knowledge has to be first. What is more important? As Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, a faqih is not the one who knows what's halal and what's haram. A faqih is the one who knows what is halal more than halal more halal than other halal or put forward more than other things, and what is more haram than other harams, meaning what do you delay before other things to let go with, meaning priorities of things. Okay, meaning knowing halal haram in depth and having the wisdom. As he was passing by okay, those who were drunk from the Mongols. He was living at the Mongols' time. And they were together there and they were very drunk. So his students were saying, telling them and putting them down, how could you drink? How is this? Try to tell them not to drink. Then Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, no, stop. Leave them. Leave them drink. But this is munkar that they're doing. He said, yes. They're not Muslim. And they are attacking Muslimin. If they are sober, they'll hold the sword and go after the Muslimin. If they are drunk, that's a great benefit for us. Okay? That is, now he knew what priority is, right? Okay? Now, what is the priority to protect a Muslim? Okay? I'm not going to go after a drunken person that attacks the Muslimin to have him be sober when I know that when he's sober, he's going to attack a Muslim. Okay? So now, am I letting haram happen? Yes. I'm not stopping this haram. Why? Because if I stop it, a greater haram will happen. This is a harm, and a greater harm will be after it. So don't stop this one. Keep the smaller harm. Keep the smaller harm. Okay? That is fiqh, this understanding, this is knowledge. Okay? Again, those that brings forward that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that which Rasulullah sallam loves in all aspects of life, Allah will take them forward. Okay? Is that going to be as quickly and fast? No. No. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of test. It's going to take a lot of effort. Okay? Until you are ripe, until the time is ripe, and then Allah will put you way forward and gives you the responsibility for humanity. Rasulullah ﷺ had the responsibility for humanity. We do have the responsibility for humanity now. But are we up to that level of that responsibility? Are we up to that amana or not? Well, let us walk together with that which Allah loves and push it forward and delay and push back that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike or that which does not as important. Not as important. How many times, how many hours we spend watching television, listening to this and so forth, engaging in some kind of a nonsense conversations, where our time should be spent in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves. The barakah comes, you know, mashallah, 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 a young man, right before Maghrib, okay, the one who led the prayer for us, Brother Muhammad, he's 15 years old, he finished the Quran, okay, he finished it, you know, I don't, maybe a year ago or so. So, or maybe 2 years, I'm not sure when he finished memorization. So I said, okay, how are you doing in school? He said, Alhamdulillah, I finished high school. Now, when you're 15 years old, what time do you have to memorize the Quran and finish high school? MashaAllah, okay? So, MashaAllah, his parents push him forward, and I'm sure his parents put the life around him, a life that is things that are more important goes forward, things that are less important goes backward. And what happened? Alhamdulillah, Allah pushed him forward. Okay? Pushed him forward. Now he's ready to go to college, 15 years old, and memorize the Quran. Okay? So, where are we from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay? We cannot go, we have to be forward in that, or go ahead, okay, in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for us to go ahead with. Okay, simply, if you have a teacher and you want to go to the direction that the teacher wants to take you, see how quickly you're going to go forward, because you are in tune with your teacher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that He will take us forward, take us ahead of everyone, to be responsible for everyone. Okay? So if we match the Quran and Sunnah, Allah will take us forward. And again, is a comment that I always make. The discipline of this life that is man-made or man puts it together is a discipline that you can acquire quickly. But the discipline of the attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us, it is acquired in a longer and a longer and more effort, time and effort. And it cannot be required easy or acquired easy. So you could be taught math in a very short time, right? For example, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he learned the language in 2 weeks, we said. The Hebrew language, 2 weeks, right? But when he was developed as a Muslim, Rasulullah ﷺ did not develop the Muslimin in 2 weeks, right? Did not, and they could have gotten all the knowledge in 2 weeks, right? Meaning, here is a list of halal and haram, here's a list of you should do and shouldn't do, and here's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, here's what Jannah is and Nar is and so forth, right? This knowledge could be given in a very short time. Not 2 weeks, more, but it could be given in a short time. But it cannot be acquired in that short time. It has to be practiced and you have to develop. You cannot teach one to be a patient person in a classroom in one session or a whole year. Teach him, okay, here's a patience is this is that. Go ahead and practice patience. Now you are a patient person. It doesn't work that way. Here, let me tell you what honesty is. Now you know it. Go ahead. You are an honest person in the society. No. It takes a long time to be. It took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to develop the Muslimin for 23 years. Okay? 23 years. Finally, they were ripe. Okay? And they were able to now hold the wheel again and go forward with it. Or take and when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left them, he left them running that wheel, right? He left them the model is there. The wheel is very well built. And those who are running it are very well behaved, okay? Have the best of manners. And now they are running it. It was very smooth, okay? So they went forward. So it takes time. It takes time. You know, when we, you know, sitting here for now, this is the name of what, 72 maybe or something name? Okay, so it's been about 72 weeks, okay, talking about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very, very, you know, little information. This is not a whole lot big information, okay? It's very little information. It's not so great. It is great. It is great information because it's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be great information. But we put it in a nutshell, okay? But that little information will take you, could change people's lives. Change people's lives. Things change with a concept before an implementation. Remember that. Things are changed with concepts before implementation of the concepts. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the Muslimin, to the Quraysh, and taught them about La ilaha illallah in a way of concept before application. Okay? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who created the heaven and the earth? Allah. That's a concept. Okay? Okay, you know, Allah created things. How is created? How is this? And the details is not there yet. Doesn't matter. Okay? And who's the provider? Allah. Okay? Allah provided and how He provided and so forth. Okay? And the qadr of things and so and the measure and so forth. No, it's just generally like that. And then Allah says, now you need, do you deny this? No, you do not. We do not deny this. Then you should worship Allah. Okay, so what do you need? You need a book? Okay, here is the book and here is the messenger. Done. It is said in a few verses, few words, and it's done. Now, you need to drink this concept and eat this concept, digest this concept. Okay? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Israelites, how did Allah describe them? They worshiping the calf. Allah says, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah says, Listen to this Arabic. Allah says, because they were kuffar, they drank the calf in their heart. What does that mean? If you want to translate it literally, right? Because of their kuf, they drank the calf in their heart. What does that impression you get from that? You drink something, it's smooth coming down, and it goes right into your heart. It becomes what? Part of you. So Allah says, because their kufr, it was very easy for them to, because they were consumed with the idea of kufr and shirk, they were very easy for them to drink this calf, meaning to worship this calf. No problem. Okay? So unless we drink tawheed in our heart, we're not going to be successful. Okay? And the companions, they were the one who really consumed this idea of tawheed so clearly in their heart. We carry in it, okay, and we are mesmerized by it, as we, you know, said many times. And then what happened? You cannot quite articulate it. You don't know quite how to implement it. Okay? You know, we mix in between aqidah and mu'amalat. Okay? We don't know what shirk is and what kufr is. Okay? We don't know where to draw the lines. Okay? And if we don't not know, we cannot be pushed and pushed forward. But when we have the intention and trying to put the effort to learn and go forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us through the path of learning and through the path of application, and Allah will take us forward. Okay? I know I talked so much about this, but it is a concept. See, it's itself, then those two names are a concept. What do you mean? Bring something forward and give some, hold something back. Okay? But then when you articulate on this and try to understand it, if things fit. Okay? So now, how do we benefit from these names now, from those two names? You go in your life and find out who do you bring, what do you bring forward, and whom do you bring forward in your life, and what you pushing back and so forth. Okay? And then you'll find out your stand and how much progress you're going to have. Okay? So you try to put your priorities straight from today on. Okay? And try to gain knowledge and see how your whole life will change. Your whole life will change. Okay? Why? Because now you're doing the right thing at the right time, the right place, the right choice. Then Allah will make things easy for you. Okay? How many times people come and ask, I work this way, do I work at this, my time is this and that, can I go home and just pray all the five prayers when I get home? What is that? The priorities are not straight, because he did not try to pray on time. He did not talk to the people at work that if he can have a place to pray. He did not do any of these things, and he's just coming, you know, backward, right? Saying, just take it at the end of the day, all five, one shot, and it is done, right? And none of those who came and asked and told him you have to make an effort, none of them were disappointed. All of them, as far as those who came and asked and came and tried, they were successful in doing the work, in praying at work. Okay? So they were the ones who, they did not go forward with the right thing. Okay? But once they did, Allah took them forth and took them forward, and they were able to implement it. We need to make these choices, you know. You know, you find questions like, you know, is cigarettes halal or haram? Why do you ask? You have doubt. One scholar answered this when he said, in Ramadan, in sadaqah, could you give a carton of cigarettes as sadaqah? Right? For iftar or for, you know, sadaqah al-fitr, here is cigarettes, you know. He said, of course not. I said, okay, so why do you ask? why do you ask? You know it is haram. You know it is haram. Okay? So these are small examples, but you take it, you know, who you're going to get married to. Okay? You know whom you should get married to, right? But who do you want to get married to? right? Once you your wishes matches the wishes of Allah and wishes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, things will work out. You will be pushed forward, but might become difficult, and it will become difficult. But eventually, you be pushed forward, and Allah will prefer you over others, and Allah will give you and not give others. Allah will give you openings and not open for others. Allah will give you easiness in your chest and will not give it to others. Allah will prefer you and put you forward because you preferred what Allah preferred. Allah prefer you over everyone else. And as a group, if we do that, Allah will prefer for us, prefer us over everyone else, not in a way of superiority. Yes, superiority of what we carry, but in a way of serving mankind, the way of bringing justice and lifting injustice. Inshallah. Lu'ay is not here today. Okay. It's great. Then one will get the microphone now, inshallah. Habibuna will talk first, inshallah. If he wishes. If he wants to come forward first.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, this group is so, Halka is so good. All this time, I personally had been thinking that this means first and last. Qaddim and Mu'akhir. Yeah. So, but Alhamdulillah, there is so much to be learned. And that is why these halkas are so important for all of us. Also about the faqih that you explained who the faqih is. Mm-hmm. There was one incident in Pakistan that one sheikh, one alim was going with his student. And he saw a group of people in the remote area. They were dancing and music and kind of their own cultural thing. And he asked them, what is this? He said, we are doing this because we are Muslims. So he said that, what is Islam? What do you think Islam is? He said, we do this in the first 10 days of Muharram. And he said, what do you do rest of the year? He said, nothing. And that is what, that is why we are Muslim. That is what we do for ten days. Yeah. So that his scholar said, okay, just do what you have to do. And then he left. So the student, he got impatient. He said that, what do you mean, Sheikh? They are doing that which is totally wrong. And you are saying, okay, and you are leaving, not saying them anything. He said, just keep walking with me. And when he went some distance that they cannot hear them, he said that is the only link that they have with Islam at this time. And now I know where do they stand. It is now my responsibility that I will come back prepared and live with them and work with them and tell them what really Islam is. But if I say, oh, you Jahil people, what do you do? They'll say, okay, we will not even do this. And that very loose string that they have with Islam will be lost.
Hikmah. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا عَظِيمًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I myself always, in my dua, I always say, أَنْتُمْ مُقَدِّمُ وَأَنْتُمْ آخِرْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And I always thinking
that is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Yeah, yes. The first and the last. That's what I was also thinking. You know, I didn't know it's
al-awwal wal-akhir. The first al-awwal ghair al-muqaddim.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Al-awwal wal-akhir. Nah. Al-muqaddim wal-muakhir is different.
It's different. Yes. MashaAllah. Okay. If you could kindly elaborate, earlier you mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said created Musa for his eyes. Is that what he said?
وَصَنَعْتُكَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي.
Yeah,
I made you over my eyes. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I watched you and I formed you throughout your life to become who you are now. Huh? وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ. And came on an appointed major here. Yes. So meaning Musa alayhi salam, he had a temper, right? Okay. He was familiar so much with his enemy because he was raised with him. That is how Allah raised him. Okay. Before he became a messenger, he was a shepherd that tamed him so much and formed him so much. Every messenger is at one time or another, as Rasulullah said, he was a shepherd. Okay. So in this sense, Allah took him and formed him in the experience to become a personality and a certain attitude, a certain experience. Now you are ripe for the message. Now, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, I made you for myself. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, you are in our eyes. Come on. No, we gotta say, where is Lu'ay? Brother Lu'ay. He'll come for Isha and he'll say, what did you all talk about? You know? Alhamdulillah. He's probably in the surgery room, busy now. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا.